You are listening to Art Not Science, presented by the Physics Room Contemporary Art Space, a monthly podcast of artist talks, panel discussions, and other events.
Tēnā tātou katoa. Nō mai hoki mai ki tēnei kaupapa kōrero o The Physics Room. Nō mai, whakarongo mai, whakatau mai. My name is Abby Kinane and I'm the director of The Physics Room, a contemporary art space dedicated to developing and promoting contemporary art and critical discourse in Aotearoa. Based in central Ōtautahi since 1996, we assist artists with resources and opportunities to enable creative and professional development and work to support the acknowledgement and understanding of contemporary art among New Zealanders. Our goal is to actively seek links between the arts and other areas of cultural production, and to involve art as a contributing voice in wider intellectual, social, and political debate. In this episode, we'll be sharing a special conversation with Ray Collective. Located at the foot of Ōhinihō, Ray Gallery consists of a collective of artists from across Aotearoa. Their kaupapa is to collectively bring the identity of Te Waipounaumu forward, to uphold tino rangatiratanga, and to empower up-and-coming Toi Māori practitioners. However, as we learned in this conversation, Rei is only the most recent initiative Whakaraupō Carving Centre Trust. Whakaraupō Carving Centre was established by whānau members of Te Hapo o Ngā Te Whiki in 2010 with the purpose of upholding the mana and tikanga of Whakaero kaupapa toi through working with rangatahi and supporting toi practitioners. Kai Whakaero Damien McKenzie and the whole of Rei Collective spent the afternoon sharing their amazing kaupapa with us. What follows is a recording of this informal group kōrero. We hope you enjoy it.
Ko whakarara te maunga, ko kupu a kaua te awa, ko ngā pui te whare tupuna, ko ngā te kura te hapū, ko matauri te moana, ko tāpui te marae, ko kai whakaero tokuimahi, ko Damien Mackie tokuunga. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. My name's Damien, I'm employed as a carver and the centre manager at the Whakaraupō Carving Centre Trust. How old am I? 52. Suffer from gout. Got four boys. What else have I done? I played rugby league professionally up till my mid-20s, been to prison, got a degree, played for my country. Play a couple of instruments, tāmoko, visual arts, and whakau. So, maori ora.
This way?
You're in the kitchen. You,
Jane? What are we
going to
do?
Talk into it.
What are we talking about?
Just an intro to matua.
Kia ora koutou, ko Takitumu te waka, ko Whakapuna ke te maunga, ko Hōpūpū hōnenga nenga mātangi nau te awa. Ko Ngāti Kaununu te iwi, no te Wairua ahau, ko Using Whakatopu ahau. I'm employed at the Carving Centre as a kaiako, or kaiwhakairo, and a kaitiaki here at Te Whare Ōrei. Sort of born and bred in Wairua. Ai. Get by. Kia ora tātou.
In a military
man. Yes. Kia ora koutou. Ko McLeod's Tables Ngā Maunga, ko Dunvegan Lock Te Awa, ko Aurora Te Waka, ko Ngāti Pākehā Te Iwi, and ko Clan McLeod Te Hapu, kia ora koutou, ko Kate McLeod, toku ingoa. I'm a visual artist based here in Ōtautahi, and it's just an extreme privilege to be part of this collective of diverse, amazing people, and it was just all things aligning to meet these amazing people. So, yeah, kia ora.
Kia ora tātou. Koutou. I'm Jason. I
I was born in Christchurch, grew up in Stewart Island. This is my place of belonging. I come here, I've been invited in here, I feel so wonderful to be a part of a collective of wonderful souls and diversity. Feels such an honour to acknowledge that, in one's life. I do a bit of airbrushing and music and bonsai trees. My interests are the esoteric and ancient arts and knowledges and trying to connect dots between present time and past. Blessing, thank you.
Thank you. Kia ora, I'm Jordan. I'm a painter here at Rei. I just feel very privileged to be able to exhibit and kōrero and talk about work and ideas with these people, become friends. Everyone was a stranger to me other than my brother. So that's nice, and just want to keep it really simple. That's it.
Kia ora koutou, my name is Delaney Davidson. I grew up on the banks of the Opawaho River and in the shelter of the Port Hills. Got kicked out of school, went to Melbourne, finished school, stayed there for about 8 years and started to play a lot of music, and then spent some time over in Europe as well before returning around the earthquake time to dig in deep to Lyttelton and what it means to be here. And since COVID times, I've found I've stopped touring as much and really again dug deeper on what it means to be part of Aotearoa. So hugely privileged to be part of this artist collective and the opportunities that means to work for me, exploring Pākehā Māori collaboration and the amazing possibilities that offers.
Kia ora te whānau, ko Aio, he Ringatoi, he Kairaranga, ko Taupiri te Maunga, ko Waikato te Awa, ko Tauranga Nui te Marae, ko Ngāti te Ata te Hapū, ko Waikato Tainui te Iwi. So my name's Ngail. I grew up in Otatahi. I am a kairaranga and a ringatoi, so I'm an artist and a traditional Māori weaving practitioner. I primarily work teaching raranga to a bunch of different people. and yeah, I love being a part of the Rei Collective. I get to hang out with really cool people and have really important conversations about everything, really. Kia ora. Is it your turn?
Kia ora whānau. Ko aura ki te maunga, ko takitimu te waka, ko opihi te awa, ko te haihai o te moana, te moana, ko te hapa o Newtirini, te marae, ko arawhenua te hapū, ko kaitahu, ko katimamui, ko waitaha ngā iwi. Ko Alex Ashworth tōku ingoa. I come from a long line of Mannings. We whakapapa from Kaikoura down to Rakiura. he ringatoi ahau, he kai uku ahau, which means I work with clay mostly. I also carve and weave and make things. I enjoy making a lot, and I'm an energy sharer and absorber, so I really enjoy this kaupapa where we can exchange those things. Yeah, yeah. And I'm very happy to be here.
It's funny when you hear on Pepeha again, we've heard it before. I don't know you.
I've never been at the beginning of a meeting so far.
Pressure.
Yeah. I'm a mum of two, I don't think we'll be on top.
Yeah, so I guess just to just to share what's been brought us here. It's probably just chit chats as well. We were something we do regularly at the physics room is we record any public talk that we have that's got the that feels the right thing to do, and then we usually record it, and then that goes onto a podcast that we have that's initially hosted by Plains FM, which is a local radio station, and then it sits on our website, and the idea is just to make it accessible to the Matu and afar, further abroad. And we're talking about the Kaupapa upcoming one, and I think we've seen a flyer that you dropped in, or somebody dropped in, about Rei, and been really curious about what's happening out here, and we all talked about, like, wanting to come out. Maybe this is the time we can do some learning for ourselves a bit more, figure out some ways we can take up your work, and might be back to our things as well. And yeah, share some, whatever you're ready to share at this point, to share with our podcast listeners as well. So yeah, I don't know. I've got a few parts out that are pretty obvious ones. Flash ones, put them out there as well.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I could share how the Kaupapa came to be. The Whakarapu Carbon Centre Trust has a board of four aunties that all whakapapa back to Ngāti Whiki and Ngaitahu, and they always voiced their desire to have a leather tohu, our tohu, to have more of a presence in Ohimiho. We've sort of been kept, we're not far away from here, but it's always been looked at as a papa mahi, as a workshop for kaurō whare. So it's sort of been on our radar to look for something commercially in Ohinio. We also wanted to provide a space for our kura kaupapa, so we can have a whare where artists can exhibit and promote sustainable practice. So when we found the commercial space, when we found the space last year, I sat down and thought about a name, and I wanted to keep it as simplistic as we could, but I wanted to have a name that would give some duality to a predominantly tāne space. We allow wahine to carve under our kaupapa. I think it's important that we allow for that to happen. The trust didn't allow that to happen in the past. So after some rangahau, came across the name Rei, or the pūrākau that is associated to Rei, which is the energy that came from the Kaida, who were like our modern day assassins, pretty much, came from the highest point in the sky, who gave our mortal men, who then became Atua, their supernatural powers. So that sort of connected with me, but it was simplistic. It gave us that duality. It gave us a nice space if we have some wahine carvers to be able to have a space that can connect to them. But also as carvers, we connect to that Rei energy, that wahine energy when we're creating. And that is certainly something that we share with a lot of our young tāne that come in through our kura kaupapa, who are offending. A lot of our tāne that are coming out from the Hinaki, we support a lot of long-serving prisoners, specifically men, where we talk to them a lot about it's okay to be soft-signed and simple, it's okay to be familiar and to be in love with your feminine side of your being. A lot of them, you know, have this hardness about them, you know, through the patriarchy, and unfortunately a lot of them think that it's, I need to be hard. One of the things I do say to them is, don't forget the bullies, you know, be soft, be soft, be soft, don't forget the bullies. And the way that I came to that was a chap who wrote a thesis about how rugby league has framed colonisation for Ngaitahu, and he came up with a kōrero about the patriarchy always being, and aroha mai, I don't mean to offend anybody here, there's always been around not only being wahine, being subservient, but the erect penis, you know, got to be hard, you know, you got to be staunch, you know, you got to be the provider, you got to do this, you got to, you know, all that stuff that comes with it. And he said, you know, they've forgotten about the softness of the bulls, you know, that we need to make sure that we can keep that. Well, I hope you're not going to can
edit you out.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. So, with Ray, it's been a good tool for us to utilise to talk to, and it's been nice to have this manifested. When we did start to fit it out, all these people that you can see here just came in front of us. The Atua and the Ray did all the work. It certainly wasn't us. So yeah, really grateful that, you know, we can share this with the collective as a kaitiaki of this space. You know, we don't ask for commissions from any of our artists. This is all around sustainable practice, and for us as an organisation to sell one piece of whakaero a month to cover the overhead, then that's all good, you know. And there's some other kaupapa that we've developed from this, where we can lease a lot of this artworks out to Crown agencies. So we're currently just developing a business model for that. It gives us a wee bit of a point of difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's important that whether you're Māori or non-Māori, you have the opportunity to be able to create toi, but also educate around what toi means, you know, because it is an art, it's more than that, yeah. It has a whole lot of other stuff that's imbued into it that makes us up as humans. And it's very, very cool for us to be able to share with our young people that are coming through our kura kaupapa. Mm. You know, we get to see, Matua and I get to see all of the young offenders that come from the Rangatahi Corps. They've been directed to do our programs now. So we get to share all of that cool korero. We've had some amazing outcomes. When Māori Ora catches A, pretty much, Matua, you know. Yeah, lots of Māori Ora moments for us, and that's what keeps this whole spiral alive for us, you know. Mm-hmm. Māori Ora, we get another question, we go find it out, and then Māori Ora, I mean, just upholding the mana of not only kaupapa Māori toi, but the mana of mana whenua, tangata whenua, and tangata tiriti. And that's a really important part of it, so everyone's inclusive in our kaupapa.
You are listening to Art Not Science, presented by the Physics Room Contemporary Art Space.
So that's how it came to be, pretty much. Now I've just offloaded the whole lot. Matua.
Well, I don't, where do I go to from there? You've said everything. How do I add to that?
If it hadn't been for this fella here, I wouldn't have kept me.
You got something to say?
Marta, one thing Marta didn't explain when he did is and I connect to him in a way where I look at him as my tōkana. He's ex-military, you know. One of the things that I noticed between ex-military people or men is the word honourable men, what it means to be an honourable man, and it's always sat with me, you know. What does it mean to be an honourable man, you know? But when you say charge, I'm going to sit in the trenches and call you making my cup of tea, or no, I'm going to be right next to him. And one of the things that he's brought to the kaupapa is just some integrity, mana, and just more for me as someone that I can bounce things off to make sure that what we're doing is honourable tika. Yeah. So, oh, good teammate.
I came in pretty well.
You know, we've never been trained as teachers. You know, last year we were given a whole group of young people who were offending. Well, hey, cool, what are we going to do with these people? What are we going to do with these people, you know? Halfway through the last year, got a phone call from SkillWise. Do you like to do a term program for SkillWise? Cool. Oh, yeah, there might be people that are trying to upskill. They turned up at the whare, and I took one look at them and thought, oh, wait. I have not been taught how to teach you, you know. But they're fantastic people to work with. We just managed to, again, just have some confidence in ourselves and, you know, upskill where we need to upskill. And now we deliver programs for Hohepa. We deliver programs for SkillWise. And we love working with those people. They're a highlight of my day, you know. So, yeah.
With Hoyapa and SkillWise, they think differently to us. You know, they see things differently to us and how we see things. And it's beautiful what they come up with. their kōrero and what they see and how they create. You know, it's so different to what we see, and you know, and it's beautiful. So we learn from it, and we learn how to work with them, talk to them, you know. And at the end of it, they just lift you up. Okay, well, they're amazing, and it's just listening to them. Yeah, just sit down and listen to them, to the kōrero. You know, even with our rangatahi, it's just asking for someone to listen to. Now you listen to them and they respect you for it. Now you speak to them like how you want to be spoken to. It empowers them. And in return, they empower you back. And it gives us both mana. And you end up with that Māori Ora moment. Like Matua was just saying, and it just keeps going around. And that by the end of the week, they have an identity. They become someone. I am somebody. You know, and then it goes away and they change. And it's not us that's doing it, it's the toy. The toy we just started, conduit. They're crying. You know, they're giving us hugs. Their parents are seeing it and they're crying. Their parents are crying because they don't get that. They don't get the love. You know, it's really hard for them. Pretty traumatized, these kids, but you connect with them. It's only because of the experience through our own lives that we can connect with them.
We have a good commercial arrangement for Rangatamariki. We deliver it for a Toiaro program for Rangatamariki. So Toiaro is a principle. Toiaro is a principle that we use in Kāri that focuses on self-reflection. So we go to a 5-day program where they come up with Toiaro, which is coming up with a creative idea. We work through Toiraupapa, who's got that idea, how are you going to create it? Right through to Toi Hua. So there's 6 principles we use in Kāri.
It's not about house buildings.
Toi Hua presenting, eh?
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to get up and present your completed quality piece of work to the community or to the wider group and be able to put it all to every nook and cranny, including the colours that you've chosen, the form that you've chosen, why it is that you've chosen this, what narrative that it might connect to. Things like whakapapa, taonga. Taonga not just being treasured, taonga is made up of a whole lot of other things like mai, wairua, mana, that we, as creatives, when we create, are imbuing the creative mahi with our thoughts and focusing our mana. When we're accessing our mana, we're doing it through focus, either through speech or through action. So and to access that mana, to ensure that it stays intact and doesn't leave. You know, we've got to make sure we understand those concepts of tapu when we're going into tapu, when we're going into noa, which we're going on this all throughout the day. And how we can acknowledge our higher self to ensure that we have a better understanding of who we are as students, and especially looking through our creative lens. You know, and for young people who are socially engineered and move away from their moral compass and maybe have disregard for others, based on dysfunction, based on colonization, based on intergenerational trauma, it's really important that we have an obligation, and this is one thing that we do teach our young people with access to our Kura Kaupapa programs, but also to all of our artists, is that you have an obligation, whether you're Māori or non-Māori, to ensure that the side of the taiaha that you look at is the shiny side, yeah? The side that you have got, you have an obligation to share. You have an obligation to uphold the mana of other people. And so that's quite powerful, all those concepts, when you wrap it into, you know, a program over 5 days where they're going to present at the end of that program. And we've had young people that have moved away from being prospects in Black Power, Mongol Moth, Crips, Philippines. We've seen the whole lot of them, you know, and they all have a huge amount of trauma. And so my point to the art sector is that, so you're trying to make some money. Yes, we need to be sustainable as artists. It's hard to be a, it's hard to make a living as an artist. Yeah, it really is. You've got to go over and beyond to make sure that you've got enough income streams to give you a look to so that you can earn a living. Considering, you know, tax liabilities, not thinking about you know, other liabilities that I have as a small business. But to also think about how can I uphold the mana of those communities that sit in trauma and dysfunction to ensure that, you know, we have spaces for our nation in the future which has upholds it to the Te Awaitanga. It's simple. It's that, And I think it's, yeah. But are other artists in the art sector to be able to connect to those communities? It really, really important.
Mm.
You know, all of the young people that have come in and done Toyaro with us have all been amazing creatives in some shape or form, whether or not they can create something visually. You know, they can, success is different for Māori and non-Māori who may not tick the boxes in their schools, you know. And those type of environments where these people have been exposed to offending and being exposed to trauma and dysfunction shouldn't exist, you know. So, yeah, it's important for us, eh, with Toyaro. Not only when we develop Toyaro, and we do, we have a good commercial contract with Oranga Tamariki. We just put a business case in together where they're going to give us the funding to do one per month for the next 1 or 2 years. Without that arrangement, we probably wouldn't have been here last year. Mm. We would have tipped over. So it's really important for us that we were able to develop the kaupapa with Oranga Tamariki. So from Toyaro, we were able to create Whatakura Toi, which is a 3-week program based on understanding the customary practices of Whakaero, to provide another channel that could lead, that leads to higher education for our young people who might want to be clinical practitioners or artists. So we were able to develop Whatakura Toi, 10 weeks, which we delivered their first program last year in September, fully online. We had 3 carvers from the States. We had visual artists and carvers from all around Australia, all around Aotearoa. We had 38 all up. And it was an awesome experience. So we've been able to develop that. We've developed some other programs that will utilise the collective to help us develop and to deliver. So just another income stream for our artists. Yeah. I think we've had 3 of them come in, Alex, Jordan, we're going to be Caitlin at some point. For our last Toyaro program, so we can contract them out, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. And they were really cool to have that diversity and, you know, with their creative
passion. Draw on their skills and then.
So we have 4, and I'll pass this on just very quickly, we have 4 pāre whakaero, which forms the framework of everything that we do in terms of tikanga and kawa, with everything. Kura, which is Toyaro Whatakura Toi. We've just developed a cultural awareness program that we can deliver to commercial clients. Rei, which you hear now, and Toi, which is our leasable art paper. So that's sort of in our strategic plan, working towards 2026. We can be financially sustainable and go to the crowd. Excuse me.
There was a finger.
Middle finger, the stink finger.
The funding environment can be very, very problematic and difficult to work in. You know, and for us, it's just moving away from it and just being sustainable. You know, you just got to think differently how we do things and how we look at things. You know, maybe you have to put on a commercial head.
You are listening to Art Not Science, presented by the Physics Room Contemporary Art Space.
Wow, that's a really rich, the structure is actually much,
there's a lot of layers.
Yeah, I was going to say complex, but that's a strength, right? To have all these different sort of strands. I guess I'm just thinking, zeroing in a bit more on Rei specifically, and I was just thinking about, because it's always in my head a bit like the physics room, and when I hear things, I'm always like weighing it up against like my most current experiences as well. I wanted to ask about the different roles, like the way that you understand the doors have been open for like two weeks sometimes. So early days in terms of this particular body, but with the physics room, we all like step into these roles that kind of pre-exist us, like my role as director and goes for 3 years. I've come in and have job description and all the things. And like being me, I've wanted to change and stretch that and make all our roles a bit more elastic. And a lot of the time I don't even know where my role ends and someone else's starts. To me, that's a really positive thing. But I was just curious about specific roles that have already kind of taken shape within the groups.
Mm.
What the key ones are. I've sort of heard a couple just
being listened to today. Yeah. Well, Matua is kaitiaki of the space. And we have my eldest son Noah is their kuna manager. And he's done very, very well in that role, delivering that paper. For me, I'm supposed to be a carver, and I haven't been able to do much carving. So we just need to find, it's nice talking to you and seeing your role in an arts organisation. But for us, we're all wearing three or four different hats every day and making sure that we can be efficient without running around like it's jobs.
Yeah.
And I think we do that really well, you know, ensuring that we've got accessibility, you know, timeliness, accuracy, you know, all that sort of stuff, just to make sure that we know where we're at. We're bringing in some amazing humans that we can start to, you know, not utilise their time without remuneration, but utilising their time so that there's an income stream for them to be involved in the co-bupper. We can make that look. In my head, I've got our organisational structure, how I like it to see, how I like it to look. And, you know, the money tree and growing on the backyard to make that happen.
Yeah.
So we just have to get by, you know, we delivered this. We fit this having the smell of an oily rag, you know. Yeah. We haven't had a week off, this one hasn't been a week off for 5 weeks, you know. We've just been, and it's just, we've looked at it like a plane. We've just got to put the throttle forward so that it'll take off. Once it's up, we'll be sweeties. You know, it's just the fight thing.
Well, now
that
you've got us, we're playing on everyone's strengths.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay, this excellent organizing, framing.
Yeah.
I'm very good at teaching.
So you got to,
And because we all come from such different backgrounds, then it is that we can all share and offer different areas that we're good at. We so far haven't had enough hangout time to 100% know what each person needs to do. But
sure.
I don't know, I think we're all happy just to start ball rolling.
It takes time to build the relationships. And it is going to take time, isn't it? And it'll keep changing and evolving, and we're just feeling the way. And because it's not top down, it's bottom up. It's and that collective vibe. It's the roles are constantly shifting, aren't they? And they might change each show we have. So it's it's very organic.
Yeah, and we wanted a collective that was diverse, not just visual artists, you know, musicians, writers, visual performers. Weavers, and I think that's been quite good too, you know, to be able to share that, have a diverse corridor.
Yeah, and the body of almost the kind of toy as well, right?
Yeah,
the eyes.
Yeah, you know, when I met Delaney outside here eating the pie, didn't know from a bar of soap, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't join a collective, right? I got back to work and I said to Noah, I met this fellow called Delaney Davidson. He went, oh, if you know who he is, Google him, you know. So I was like, oh. But to have him in our presence and his mahi that he's done in his career, you know, just a Tonga in himself, a Tonga in herself and her sustainable practice, you know, you know the sort of mahi that Kate's done. But you know, Tonga and what Niall does, what Jason does, what Alex does, we all come from different backgrounds, you know, we've all journeyed in life I think it's good for me because I know that I can now call on an awesome group of humans to work with some of these young people that are coming through, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's what warms my heart, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Family villages for these young people, you know. They, that's cool. Yeah.
Like a place for them to go.
Yeah, I think it's important to mention that they're showing here the program that they're completing at the moment. So their work will be curated by them and shown in Te Whare All Day.
Awesome.
So it gives them the whakamana to be like we get from being together. So in a way, a joining day,
yeah,
which is awesome. It's really
yeah. And in terms of like a wider kapori, like arts people or just public people, what's the piece that you're hosting us now? Like, does it have public capacity for hosting, say around an opening event for a project by those guys coming through? Or,
yeah, everything's on cast. That? Everything's on casters in here.
Oh, cool.
So it can be moved around.
Yeah,
everything can be moved around.
Yeah.
Oh, Matua, should we put a kitchen in because, you know, we do a workshop and might want to make a cup of tea. Let's put a kitchen in, you know. It's for the community.
Yeah.
There was a post on the Littleton Facebook page last week, and it was Rochelle at the Information Centre. Just a party we had to all the women in Littleton that we could get together for the full moon and the new moon and the equinox and just share the way we love. There was something like 50-odd comments. I'm in. Yep. So I said, come use Te Whare all day, you know. You're more than welcome to use that space, you know, for that
stuff. I've been there a lot lately since that. Yeah.
So, you know, it's been nice to be out, you know. Definitely. It's available to the community. Yeah. It's free to use.
Yeah. Feeling really much of the time. I know we've kept you here for a while. I just wondered if anyone had other questions that I don't want to be back to all the time.
I think this is a really good opportunity to see how Māori and Pākehā can work together when you're open for conversations around what awkward and uncomfortable things too. Mm-hmm. We're working on that sort of give and take open space,
mm-hmm.
and how that comes out through art and through, you know, why I'm not together and that sort of thing. And then the public can see and then they can join the conversation as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I definitely think, you know, because of people like it, it kind of colonizes your contemporary art, whatever. The arts, there's like a slide from always having stuff to show, but actually it's this stuff that matters, right? Like mm-hmm. the processes and the difficult questions
mm-hmm.
and all the stuff that's like so called behind the scenes. And like, what about this is not the same? So yeah, it's really good to hear you say that. Yeah, less like looking at stuff and having a small talk.
And having community. Often as artists, we're working on our own,
mm.
at home, dealing with our own thoughts,
yeah.
in a circle. And so to be able to hear that out, a little bit of a glimpse at my insights to it. And to be able to share the load a bit as well,
mm-hmm. yeah.
especially for those of us who are decolonizing.
Mm.
Yeah. It's nice to not be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to acknowledge, like, there have been moments of kind of struggle and a bit of uneasiness with working with so many people. It's never plain sailing. And it's a bit like when you're getting in flow in your art process. It's like you've got to get through that little bit of struggle before you kind of reach something good. So, yeah, it's good to work through that.
3 AB loops, 1 to 1.
I think it's been good for our non-Māori members of the collective to come and learn about kaupapa Māori toi, you know, from those being able to call. And certainly there's a lot that we can learn from them too, you know. Mm. Can't wait to spend more time with this fella. And you know, it's like that Jason's brought into my world. I've learned from him,
mm-hmm.
Or from everybody, you know, Russ. So I think it's a lot.
Maybe unless anyone else has something else I'd like to say today, I think I just see this as the first, you know, of mm-hmm. my continuing conversations. So. Not cutting it short, we're just keeping it manageable for today. But we really would love to host you guys at back at the physics room.
Yeah.
We can have a bit of back and forth about what's going to work for everyone. But maybe continue this kind of conversation. Maybe have a drink, have a pie, whatever, yeah. and figure out how to sort of carry on.
The Grand Matua. Ultimately, it's an introduction, right? It's beginning of a relationship.
Yeah.
It's collective and influential, so that's really nice to have a introduction time and we look forward to what comes.
Yeah.
Mm.
We sort of haven't had any connections with the art sector, even though we identified ourselves as a leadership organisation in the art sector.
Mm. Yeah.
In the Māori art sector, it's only really us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In terms of whakaero.
You know, yeah.
So it's been nice for us, eh, to go and meet organisations like you and see how you do things. And,
yeah.
Saw the art show, the art gallery, you know. One of our members, Gwyn Hughes, has an exhibition at the art shop on Friday.
Oh, right.
We'll go along to some total for him, you know. Yeah, I think it's nice that we've been making that finish. And the other one is today, you know, we don't have a fortune.
Yeah.
You know, lots of us are decolonizing. We really must start feeling it. It's nice to be able to share what we're doing with other organizations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful to meet you all.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us. It really means a lot.
That was Damien McKenzie in Rai Collective, sharing the kaupapa behind Rai and the Whakaropo Carving Centre. We hope you will check them out online and visit the gallery in person. Rai Gallery is located at 10B Norwich Quay, Wauhiniho, Littleton. By the time this episode goes to air, the physics room will be closed for in-store. But please join us for a dance party at Flux, celebrating the close of our exhibition That Dirt, by Daniel John Corbett Sanders and Priscilla Rose Howe. Queer Horizons Dance Party is held in acknowledgement of Ōtautahi's queer and Indigenous communities and is intended as a high-energy, safe and restorative place for us all to dance. Indigenous, queer and queer allied DJs hold the stage for the night. From 8 p.m, the night will launch with a hits playlist from co-organiser Miki Montagna, followed by sets from local DJs Tom Plum, Infidin and Mr. Meaty Boy. Tickets can be purchased online through our website for $12 plus a booking fee or $20 on the door. Tickets can also be purchased through Flux Bar's website. Our next exhibition, Objects in Practice by Yona Lee, opens on Friday the 28th of April at 5:30 p.m. We can't wait. Please join us then. We're located on the ground floor at 301 Montreal Street with an entrance via Market Square car park. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next month on Friday, 19th of May at 8 p.m. for our next episode of Art, Not Science. Mā te wā!
The Physics Room is generously supported by Creative New Zealand, the Christchurch City Council, the Rata Foundation, Three Boys Brewery, Scientech, and the Crater Rim.